Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Paul Watson is coming up. I'll introduce him and bring him in, and he's interviewing Bob Chapman. Close out the 27th hour, so I'll do 26 hours here off and on. I want to appreciate Aaron coming in for a few hours and Paul Watson earlier in the morning. I'm not sure about the whole scheduling, but we're going to attempt to restream the 27 hours again when the show's over today or somewhere thereafter. So we'll leave the video boxes up. If not, it's all going to be archived at prisonplanet.tv. Finishing up with Jim Mars. Jim, I guess we let you go when Ventura was on so it wouldn't cross lines, but he said, I told him that you were saying that you appreciate him with his lawsuit and his attempt, and he said, stay on the trail of the assassins, and thank you, Jim.
Great.
Since you missed that, but...
Hey, why don't we all jump in and refile his suit as a class action suit?
I'm ready to sign on to it. I'm really thinking about suing them anyways.
I am too, but because have you ever considered this, Alex? At the height of Hitler's Nazi Third Reich, the Gestapo, who admittedly, if they got you alone in the basement, would do almost anything, but still in all, even the Nazis, at the height of their power, did not have the audacity to try to grope people in a public place. Because those Europeans in the 30s and 40s would not have put up with that. Why are we putting up with this? I don't understand it.
I don't know either. It just absolutely makes my head spin.
Well, listen, I know you're getting tired and ragged out here after the long thing. And I just, everybody's listening. All right, listen, you need to support Alex, and you need to contribute whatever you can because Alex, along with a lot of other people, is reaching a lot of people. He probably reaches more people than the people that read my books because people don't seem to be reading much anymore. And you need to support Alex. You really do. And I appreciate everyone who has put their
money where their mouth is.
Their money, yeah, up to do that. And I congratulate you.
Well, Jim, I want to congratulate people that have donated to the InfoWars Money Bomb and that continue throughout the weekend because it's having a huge effect. And look what we built. I got to have you back down now. We've doubled the size of the studio. We've built the whole the TV is now reaching overall about another million people a week.
You've doubled that big warehouse area you had?
Yep.
You must be covering about most of South Austin by now.
No, look, we found it the cheapest. It is out here by the airport, and it is an industrial area, and we had to put a lot of stuff in. That was why we got it so cheap. This is the cheapest square foot in the city. Weldon Henson's the one that actually found this place 4 years ago, and then it took us about 6-8 months to move in and everything, and then the rest is history. But
let me tell you, folks, any place in Austin is not cheap. Austin is not a cheap place to live, so... You know, Alex needs all the help he can get.
Yeah, but when it comes to the rent, it's a nut to crack. Nothing compared to the bandwidth and stuff. The point is, the economy's so bad they couldn't lease the thing next door. So I got that. I thought this was a good deal. I got that for like half of what I got this, and so it is big. We haven't even filled it all up. It's got room to grow. That's my plan. So I don't want to leave here. And we put a lot of time and energy into it. We could have done all this. Folks, look what we built. Go watch the videos. You see the shows. Our output against the globalists is a lot bigger. You can call toll-free and donate 888-253-3139 or InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. And, of course, there's JimMars.com, right? What's the best website to visit and check out your stuff, Jim?
That's it. Interestingly enough, JimMars.com. In fact, I've got a whole new look. Just recently put up a whole new website with bells, whistles, and it's really looking up-to-date and
bells, whistles, and thingamajiggers.
That's right.
And whiz banger. Hey, God bless you, brother. Always good talking to you.
Thank you, Alex. Good luck to you. And let's all press on because always remember my motto, none of us are as smart as all of us.
We'll be right back.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If you missed it, it is breaking news. Jesse Ventura was with us for about 15 minutes. In the last 15 minutes of the second hour after his press conference, went right over to his car and called in on the show. He said, this is no longer the United States of America. It's the United States of Fascism, not the United States of America, or the fascist United States. That's what he called it. Just amazing. Paul Watson will obviously get an article out on that and send it up to the Supreme Internet Commander, Matt Drudge. Who knows? But regardless, it'll be at InfoWars.com and PrisonBunny.com. We are in a fight with the TSA. People are sick of it. They're tired of it. It is the 2011 money bomb, and we've raised upwards of $300,000 in this depressionary economy. I think that's great. The best we've ever done is $435,000, and that took into the next week for that to come in. I would guess when all said and done, we'll hit like $350,000, which is going to really allow us to hire four or five people and get a lot of that equipment we need. And thank you so much. We're going to really fight the globalists. But, I mean, people are giving because they know this is important. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com or 888-253-3139. Now, our IT guys have been up all night or just shot. One of them's in there literally sleeping in the IT closet, leaning over a thing. We got a couple couches. You ought to be laying down in there. But I don't know what we're going to do at the end of the show with the 27 hours and trying to stream it up and all the stuff that's going on. And we got the special reports area that the server's full on, so we were having to put all the special reports into the regular news file at PrisonPlanet.tv where it's all in one spot. Just oh my gosh, that Skull and Bone Charlotte Iserby thing that we premiered at 7 a.m. this morning, that's going to be up at prisonplanet.tv. That's another way to support us. Get a 15 cent a day, $5.95 a month, or get a year membership, get 3 months free. We got a 15-day free trial membership we've never done before. I intend to do the special we do in December. Also, where you can get like 5.5 months of a year membership free. You pay for 6.5 months, you get 5.5 months free. So books, videos, when you buy all that stuff, it supports us. Plus, you get tools to help spread the word. Now, I'm going to punch out, and Paul Watson is going to, we'd always plan this, to take the last bit of the transmission. So we've been going 26 hours and 10 minutes pretty much here. And Watson, who popped in and covered for us a little bit this morning, he is going to close it out. And job well done to everybody. But again, on this Sunday, we'll be back 4 to 6 p.m. And obviously next Monday, and you heard Ventura, he said he'll be back here next week when they learn more. And it's just despicable that the ruling is secret. He can't even see it, and his lawyer can. But it's national security, and he doesn't get to have a jury trial. I mean, you can't in America basically sue the TSA. They're announcing immunity. The government is totally criminal. And they're telling you driving's a privilege. They're telling you owning guns are privileges. I've got the cases where they say driving is not a privilege. Commercial driving is. It's all a load of bull. It's just this government is now, no one 50 years ago would imagine they'd have cameras and microphones and streetlights. And now they just do it and they go, that's freedom. Well, the police will tape you in public. We will arrest you if you tape us. But the law doesn't say that. We're still going to have a jury send you to prison. I mean, the government's got cancer. The government is crook run. Does that mean every level is criminal? No, but at the top, there are a bunch of crooks. Amazing information. I want to just say hi to Bob because it's always one of my high points in the week to get to talk to Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com. And lots going on in the economy, gold and silver. I should try to rope Ted in here towards the end of the hour. I know we got phones, too. I never got to them. I'm the only person in radio I know who doesn't lean on the callers. In fact, even though I'm exhausted, I want to be here and talk about stuff because I don't like being a slave. I want to fight. And it's just up to all of us to do our bit. And these poor brainwashed TSA people who, there's no radiation coming out of those. They've shown me the documents, they said in Las Vegas. And I was out there doing a shoot with Ventura out at some rocket bases and stuff when I was flying back out. And I have government... what they say, administrative privileges over you. I mean, it's just, they really believe all this bull that they tell these people. Would you like to go in a private area to be fondled? You know, that's where all of this is going, and we better do something about it. Bob Chapman, what do you think of Jesse and his lawyer being told it's a star chamber? You can only go to the appeals court before judges. That will be secret. You can't see the ruling, but it's national security, and you don't have a right to come here and challenge your Fourth Amendment being violated, to travel, having your genitals grabbed over and over again, and being put in microwave oven machines.
Well, it's typical. It was something that one would have expected, considering the direction that government is headed in America. And it's so reminiscent of the 1930s in Germany. I don't have to go into any detail on that because I think most people know about it. And we've just to get to expose exactly what they're doing, make it front page news, and make sure everybody in the country and outside the country sees it as well. Because they are telling you you're going to do what we tell you to do. And I think it's going to cause a lot of people probably to leave the country who have the ability to do so. And I know Jesse is spending half of his year down in Baja, and don't blame him. It's a very nice place. And he doesn't have to put up with that. But when he comes back, he does.
Yeah, in a third world collapse society, he doesn't have to put up with that. North Korea, they don't grab your genitals unless you're, you know, pulled out and they think you're, and they take you for a strip search. They're now doing that. I mean, land of the slave, home of the coward.
You're right. And this is all leading us to the next election. And if we have it, it'll probably be the last one. And hopefully we can get Ron Paul and people like him elected through the system. And then we get a shot at turning this thing around. And if we all work toward that, then maybe we can get it accomplished. because it's so important, because this is it.
Well, I'm gonna hand the baton over to Paul Watson for the last 45 minutes. We got callers on hold. Hopefully, you guys will get to those, at the bottom of the hour or whenever you wish, whenever Paul wishes, whenever you wish, Bob. But obviously, right now, Paul's probably gonna bring up your perspective on what really happened with Papandreou, and first they're gonna have a referendum, and they're not, then they are, then he steps down. I mean, all this circus is what's really going on with Bob Chapman. And I'm signing off, folks. I think I've done my duty here. I broadcasted the 27 hours. I've broadcasted 21 of them or something. So that's fun. That's a good day's work. And it's good to know we're fighting the globalists. And I appreciate all of your support out there. If you want to be part of this money bomb, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. You can also find the eBay auction area with all eBay auction area link on the bottom there. A lot of one-of-a-kind items that we've got around the office, bullhorns, George Bush mask, stuff like that. We only do this like once a year, if that, that are available there that go towards the money bomb. You can also just purchase books, videos, things like that. But the prices we've got now, what, 14 of my films for $99.95, it's only 300 and something. Bumper stickers, packs at cost. I mean, I went and found out the cost, and that's it. What it costs to have the guy ship it, the postage, and what the stuff costs. And those are going gangbusters at InfoWars.com. Paul Watson, go ahead and bring you in here briefly. What do you think of the Ventura situation? And I'm just going to say bye and listen to you, and then get into the whole Euro thing, whatever else you want to cover, my friend. Paul Watson, who heads up PrisonPlanet.com, joining us via video Skype. Now is our tail gunner. I hand you the baton in the final 45 minutes of the official money bomb. It'll continue throughout the weekend for folks that want to donate over the weekend. Thank you, Paul Watson.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, just to comment on the TSA and Ventura. I would add that we have had some achievements specifically as a result of people like Ventura and others standing up against the TSA. They've now had to dispense with the naked images for the body scanners. They're having to put in software which shows a generic outline image. That's an achievement. Again, this doesn't stop the groping or anything, but it's, we're chipping away at it, if you like. In Britain, Britain's biggest airport, Heathrow, they've had to change the technology they use for the scanners. No longer are they using the radiation firing technology. They had to change it to what some corporations like Sony are already using for their employees, which involves a different system which isn't harmful to health. So, chipping away at it one piece by one. But again, the main issue has to be the grope downs. I mean, when I travel quite regularly in Europe and also to Asia, to China. And I mean, the difference between communist China, which is renowned for torturing and imprisoning its political dissidents, and the experience you have with Homeland Security entering, land of the free. In China, you just go straight through the metal detector. Don't set it off. You go straight through. There's no pat down whatsoever. Stamp your visa. You're in the country. Bang. Homeland Security, you have to literally, and this was 7 years ago, iris scan, five fingerprints, grope down and everything. So the difference is stark, and it shows how deep America has fallen into this tyranny. But as I said, we're chipping
away. By the way, just interrupting, I'm back. Now I don't want to leave. We've now confirmed that in Miami, we got an email about it and a photo, but now we've checked it out. To get video games, they're now having people, or to sell them back, which they have a lot of places, they biometrically scan you with the police department. So normal commerce is now criminal. Sorry, go ahead. I'm out of here, folks. Great job, everybody. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, so again, normal commerce is criminal. Again, they're trying to outlaw cash in Louisiana and other places in Britain. They're trying to outlaw cash by blaming the fact that people are stealing copper and metal because of the crumbling economy. It's worth more and more. People are trying to sell it on the black market. And, of course, the government is blaming the fact that they have transactions in cash. So it's a widespread assault against our freedoms, our personal liberties, and our individual convenience down to the level of using cash. But as I said, if we weren't here, it'd be a hell of a lot worse. So we're chipping away at it, and, we're going to keep on doing so. So we're going to move to Bob Chapman now, theinternationalforecaster.com. Actually, we're going to go to break, come back with Bob after the break and your calls. Stay tuned, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
We're back on the Alex Jones Show live, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, and we're joined by Bob Chapman of TheInternationalForecaster.com. Of course, earlier in the week, we saw the Greek Prime Minister Papandreou threaten to call this referendum on the EU bailout package, which in itself was largely political bluffing. Even if the Greek people had been allowed to vote, history tells us, in the case of Ireland, Denmark and France, when Europeans vote against the EU simply ignores the referendum or keeps having more referendums until they get the vote they want, as any good dictatorship would. But again, Papandreou, he brings up this idea of a referendum literally the day after Sarkozy and Merkel have a quiet word in his ear, and it's promptly dropped. And so we have this euro bailout crisis bandwagon black comedy rolling on and on. The euro swings from one extreme to the other against the dollar on each little rumour that comes out on a day-by-day basis. Bob Chapman, I mean, give us the latest on this euro crisis. I want to know, how can a problem with Greece and these other pigs countries that was caused by taking on too much debt possibly be solved by taking on yet more debt?
Well, obviously it cannot. That's easy to figure out. It's the saving of the euro and the eurozone and the European Union. And I think that Papandreou probably first introduced this referendum thinking that it might get him out of the situation that he was in as easily as possible. And, of course, when he went to Cannes yesterday, he was told unceremoniously, I'm sure, what are you doing? Why would you do a thing like that? You know, the polls show 60 to 70% of the people are going to vote no. And even if you twist the question that's to be answered yes or no, you're not going to fool that many people because they expect you to pull something like that. And so now they're having a meeting to see if they want to keep Mr. Papandreou in office. A confidence or non-confidence vote, which is very, very close. And I'm sure that somebody there from PASOK is running around with a bushel basket of 500 euro notes saying, we want you to vote for us. And that's probably what's going on. Samaras, it is a shade better, but no great shake. Those two were roommates at Harvard, for those of you who don't know that. And they used to be in the same party together till I had a minor falling out, and Samaras formed his own party. And I don't think he's going to do that much to help. But they, the people in greater Europe, in the powerful positions, want a yes on the second bailout. That's what they're interested in. They don't want anybody leaving the euro. That's really what it's about. But the problems don't end there. You've got the German Constitutional Court before the end of the year is going to say whether the second bailout and the committee of 12 that they formed to bypass legislation in Germany and the ability to leverage is legal under the German Constitution. And the politicians have already been told in Germany it's not legal. And so where is that going to go? It's going to be interesting to see. You can go allocate the money, but until the German Constitutional Court makes their decision, they can't leverage it. And they do that by using derivatives instead of having just about $500 billion, of which Germany put up half of it. That money would grow to $1.4 trillion if leverage is allowed and derivatives are allowed. But the hook is this. What's it going to cost to clean up the six-nation mess between $4 and $6 trillion? They don't have that kind of money. And even if they printed it, inflation in Europe would go ballistic. And so you haven't seen the end of this thing yet.
But say Greece leaves the euro, it goes back to the drachma, it rebuilds its economy from the ground up. You know, it's a haven for tourism. It's possible that it could do that. Why are they so afraid of what would happen if Greece was to leave the euro? Is it because it's going to be a domino effect for the whole eurozone? We'll get your answer after the break, Bob, because we're going to commercial now. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Stay tuned. We're talking to Bob Chapman of TheInternationalForecaster.com. Stay there.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
again, this is John Swenson at Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. You know, I have the same crystal ball that you have when it comes to what's just around the corner. But we both know that there's nothing on the financial horizon that looks very good. The single measure of good news is that precious metals continue to outperform everything else out there. Right now is a time to take a hard look. Pricing is more attractive now than it's been in many months. Historically and traditionally, this is when prices rise the fastest. They haven't, and opportunity's knocking. Please give me a call, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise you an informative, no pressure, no nonsense conversation. We might even have some grins. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. Extension 128. Just make that call. Thanks.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male, risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Alex Jones Show, final hour here on this Friday, November 4th, Money Bomb Marathon Special, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Talking to Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com. Bob, just finishing up on the Euro issue, what happens if Greece leaves the Euro, and why are the G20 elite so afraid of that possibility?
Well, I talked about this a couple of years ago on radio and television, as well as in the press in Greece, and I told them that they should default in totality, go to the drachma and devalue it versus the euro by 50% and clean up their act, and out of, in 5 years they'd be out of the woods. And I think that's the way it's going to end up. They're playing this game that they've got going. And not the Greeks, the powers of Europe will call them. And again, as I said in the beginning of the conversation, saving the euro is extraordinarily important for them, because once it goes, then they have to reconfigure everything they're doing and do it on a national sovereign basis. They won't be able to put the links in place to create their world government, and that's really what they're up to. And so if Greece were to fail, and it will in time, because it can't carry that load, and I don't think the people will cooperate. They are absolutely outraged and have been for 2 years, and they'll be in the streets, and they just won't play. The revenues won't come in to pay the interest of the bonds. But you're right, Paul. The look of all of this is We got to keep the euro together, and no matter what. But they're really just buying time. I think they know they're beyond the pale, that they can't make it work. And I think they've known this from the very beginning. They should have never let the banks make the kind of loans that they did. The banks didn't care. They made the loans of out of money out of thin air and expected the public to pay them back. And that's essentially what's happening. But I don't think it's going to continue to go on that way. And that Greece would go bankrupt eventually, 3 months, 6 months down the line, very possible. And, of course, they would take Ireland and Portugal with them. And Ireland is a terrible mess. The politicians have sold their people out, and they've assumed the debts of the banks, most of the foreign banks, in Ireland. And the amount of money that they're on the hook for to pay interest on and guarantee the bonds is far beyond the capacity. They'll be in the depression for 20, 30 years. And so that Greece going under will take the others with it. And they're deathly afraid of that. And they almost got to that point. And they still may be at that point if Papandreou loses the confidence vote. Because the next step is snap election and getting back to the people voting on whether to accept the package or not. So the game isn't over yet, and we don't have anything out of Greece yet. It's probably around 8 o'clock at night there, and so we should be getting something shortly.
Okay, switching gears for the moment. Story out today which has interested me. HSBC customers impacted by, quote, worldwide meltdown of all retail services. Now, a few weeks ago, we had problems with Bank of America ATMs, and now we have what's being dubbed a worldwide meltdown in which online banking ATMs and debit cards appear to have been blocked and no customer access is available, and that's for HSBC customers, obviously one of the biggest banks in the world. Bob, is this just technical gremlins, or is there something deeper at work with all these ATM failures we've seen recently?
Well, it's very hard to say. Knowing the people that we're dealing with, there is a possibility they would take the systems down over here and over there for a day or two to get the people warmed up to the fact that maybe that would happen again and maybe for a longer period of time. As we all know, they want to get people out of cash and into debit and credit cards in totality to be followed in at some time in some way with using a chip. And I don't think the people will ever stand for that, but we don't know until we get there, but I don't think it's anywhere near imminent. But I can't venture a guess on HSBC system going down. And it is extensive. It's all over the world.
Well, it's interesting because last year we had the article where Citigroup was sending out an advisory to its customers where basically it said, we reserve the right, although it's not in place, we reserve the right to require 7 days advance notice before permitting a withdrawal from all checking accounts. So they've got these rules and regulations on the books, which you agree to when you sign up for a checking account with them, where they can say, right, you want to withdraw $1,000, you're going to have to wait a week. So it seems to me that definitely preparing for this day when, if this financial collapse does come and it comes down quickly, then they're going to have massive restrictions on people withdrawing cash to, in their words, prevent panic. So it's very interesting to see how that develops. On the jobs figures, the phony unemployment figure, which isn't even the real number, has dropped by 0.1% today. And the talking point is, quote, things are so bad, this looks good. I mean, Bob, is this 0.1% drop a cause for a big celebration?
Well, of course not. And employment hasn't come down. They just Mickey Mouse there. A birth-death ratio figures again, and that is the birth of the death of businesses, and government guesses at that every month and has for a long time, and it's an excuse to create jobs that were never created. and they do it all the time. And what you got to look at it as is M6. The figure you just referred to, 9%, is M3. That's short-term unemployment. You've got the others in there, 1, 2, 3, and 4, and 5, with 6 being the total, 6 including the birth-death ratio. And I don't know what today's figure is, but it was 16.625% unemployment. Now, if you remove the birth-death ratio, you get 22.6%. And so that's really where the unemployment rate is, and that's why people subscribe to my publication to see what the real number is, or John Williams, who's the best at figuring all that stuff out. And the government is not getting away with what they're doing, but on the other hand, unfortunately, everybody isn't listening to what we're telling them about this figure, 9%, that comes across on all the wire services and on the television programs. And everybody believes it because they don't know any better. And they're not expected to know any better unless they listen to programs like Alex Jones.
Now, we've been talking at length on this show, certainly about the war footing that Israel, the U.S., and the United Kingdom have put themselves on regarding an attack on Iran within the next 12 months. We've got the article up at Prison Planet and Infowars.com right now, which is Obama tells allies U.S. will attack Iran by fall 2012. And basically that's out of Debka file, which is an Israeli intelligence outlet, which has been proven accurate in the past. They predicted almost precisely when the Libya conflict would be wound up, when NATO would go in and attack Tripoli, and then obviously immediately after Gaddafi went on the run. So they've been proven accurate in the past, and now they're saying that immediately after NATO wound down operations on Monday in Libya, that Obama told Germany, Italy, Israel, and Saudi Arabia that if Iran does not give up its nuclear, they call it nuclear weaponization program, the only evidence that's really being presented is that it's for energy. If they don't give up that program by September 2012, because they're afraid they'll move it underground and they won't be able to bomb it out of existence, then Obama has given the green light for this invasion. Of course, we had yesterday, the former Israeli intelligence chiefs out of Mossad and Shin Bet came out that they're basically leaking information about these attack plans in a bid to derail them and in an effort to bring down Netanyahu, take him out of office before he can oversee this. So we've got massive war footing. We've got anecdotal reports. Alex Jones said his cousin told him the same thing. I've seen other reports of U.S. troops being sent to Kuwait. This is supposedly after the withdrawal from Iraq. It's about rearranging U.S. forces in the Persian Gulf, specifically for targeting Iran. Now, Bob, I mean, if it comes to pass and that we do see this attack on Iran in the next 12 months and it escalates in the region, what's the economic impact going to be? Are we going to see another rush to safety with the gold and the dollar, or could it cause even greater problems?
Well, I think the immediate effect would be on the price of oil. And that would be followed by gold and silver and commodities. The stock market would go down. I would think that the bond market, which would usually be somewhat buoyant, would probably be relatively unchanged. The U.S. government will be in the markets trying to manipulate them, as they always do now, legally. And so it'll be a hard fight for commodities, gold and silver, to move up, but they will. And they're going to try to save the Wall Street market and the bond market, which is 100 times bigger. And that won't last very long. I think they'll go down and the yields will increase on bonds because that's a very, very difficult event. You know, they continue to use the ability to use lightning strikes of and large amounts of munitions to accomplish what they want to do. And if they do attack Iran, And they don't have Iran in a difficult position within 2 or 3 weeks. That could last for years. And maybe Russia and China might get involved. We don't know. And so, yes, they probably will do that. When they will do it, I don't know. But it's on the plate for a long time. And a lot of people have projected different date periods. And they've all been wrong, obviously. And you shouldn't do that because you don't know. I mean, unless you work for the Mossad or the CIA. And so you'll just have to be happy with the projection that it's going to happen in all probability, but we don't know when. But over the next year, looks like a possible time.
Now, I saw an interesting video earlier this week, and it got a lot of attention, and that was Peter Schiff representing the, quote, 1%. He went down to Occupy Wall Street, and he basically confronted the protesters, and he was saying, look, you know, I've got a company that employs 150 people. How many people do you employ? And he was trying to make the point to them that many of the Occupy Wall Street protesters are calling for solutions that would not target the super rich elite, but would cripple the American middle class and middle class businesses by supporting this Warren Buffett tax plan, which is also advocated by the Obama administration, which wouldn't even affect the top 1% who all hide their wealth in offshore accounts. It would affect the American middle class and real businesses that employ American people. Bob, if you could go down there to Occupy Wall Street, what would you say to these protesters who in many cases are arguing for solutions that would lead to more draconian, worse economic conditions for most American citizens than is already the case? What would you say to Occupy Wall Street?
It doesn't work. And their manifesto of answers looks like it was written by Karl Marx. But that's only the segment that is running the thing. You have there's an equal amount of people now participating that are telling people who are there that doesn't work, and here's why it doesn't. And we got to get rid of the Federal Reserve, and yes, Wall Street are a bunch of criminals. I mean, you know, we just had a company go under yesterday, and they're missing a billion or a billion and a quarter or $700 million. And this sort of thing goes on frequently. And so, yes, there has to be changes in Wall Street. And the changes have to start with the SEC and the CFTC, the regulatory arms of the government, because they just do what the government tells them to do. And the big firms very seldom get touched. And if anything, they might get a fine and have their hands slapped. When they're stealing billions of dollars, it's incredible. And so the thing started off being funded by people, I think, who wanted it to turn into a confrontation which would lead to violence and then martial law. That's what I think what they were up to. And that's why a lot of those old-time communists are in there, some of whom I met and know from the 60s, and they've been neutralized. I think the public has gotten into the ranks, and they've neutralized it to a great extent, and I'm happy about that.
Okay, we're going to go to the break shortly, but I'm going to come back with Bob Chapman for the final segment. Again, I want to direct people to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. We're in the final 10 minutes of the donation drive today. Again, as I've said before, you know, we're not funded by George Soros. We're not funded by the Carnegie Institute. We don't get handouts from these kind of people. We're completely funded by our listeners and our readers, and this is how we've been able to challenge the establishment media, particularly over the past 2 years with building the TV studio and reaching more people than ever. We get more traffic to Infowars.com than MSNBC.com, for example, which, of course, is funded by General Electric, and we're not, which is why we need your support. Well, that just illustrates really how many people we've been able to reach on an independent media platform that does not get handouts from NGOs or billionaire philanthropists, as many of the leftist foundation websites do, like MoveOn.org, Think Progress, and Media Matters. And of course, we get more traffic than all of them as well, because at least we try to tell the truth and our message is not poisoned by political influences from either the left or the right. We're going to take a break shortly. We're going to get back to Bob Chapman. Again, the major issue at the moment on Infowars.com is this upcoming attack on Iran. Earlier, I was talking to Brian Gerrish about how the Israeli lobbies have actually got in with BBC and Sky News editors and made them, quote, change their narrative on Israel and Iran. So we're going to see a lot more of that. An article, big article on that coming up. Stay tuned. InfowarsMoneyBomb.com.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Welcome back. It's the final segment of the Money Bomb Marathon. You made it to the end, and we're talking to Bob Chapman of theinternationalforecaster.com. Bob, tell people how they can subscribe to the International Forecaster.
Well, the easiest way is probably to get a hold of the people at Midas, and that number is 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178. That's toll-free. And they will send you a copy, either of the email version or the hard copy version of the International Forecaster. And they also have a offering for a full 1 year free subscription, and the deal that they're offering, I think, is terrific. We have many people take advantage of it, and it's the purchase of one coin. I don't know the price of it today, but I'll guess at $360. And if you do that, and that's a very competitive price that they're offering them at, you can get a free one-year subscription. So if you want to be a subscriber, that's certainly an inexpensive way to do it.
Now, I mean, we've got all this financial turmoil swirling. How can people best protect their wealth? What can they do to thrive and prosper even in these difficult times, Bob?
There's only one way, and that's to buy gold and silver coins, bullion, and shares. And that's it. I've been in the markets for 53 years. I owned my own brokerage firm for many years. I was in Wall Street for almost 30 years. And now I have a second avocation for 23 years, which is writing the International Forecaster. But that is the only way. Markets will go up and down. There'll be a lot of volatility. But if you look at history, you'll see that it is the only way for you to preserve your wealth. And that's really what you're trying to do. If you happen to make money at it, well, that's fine. But that's not the intention. The intention is wealth preservation.
And, I mean, gold's taken a breather. It went up past 1,800. It's back to 1,750. When do you envisage the 2,000 level? Is it going to be next year or before the end of the year, Bob?
I think very much so that it'll be 2,000 to 2,200 by the end of the year. And usually January and February are very good months for gold. And so with that said, we have a shot at 2,500 or higher, maybe 3,000. And you always have to remember that the government's your enemy because they're in rigging those markets all the time. There are no free markets left. And it's not only gold and silver, but it's commodities and bonds and stocks worldwide. And so you're going to have to contend with that. And there's going to be a lot of volatility. So expect it. But there's nothing in which you can invest today that doesn't have volatility unless it's flat on its pants. And you could take real estate as an example. It's still going down. It'll continue to go down. It may not recover for 20 or 30 years. So you really don't want to be there for any reason. And so the safest place to be is in the gold and silver related venue.
Hey, guys, Alex Jones here, interrupting in customary fashion right at the end. I want to thank Bob Chapman. I want to thank Aaron Dykes. I want to thank Paul Watson. I want to thank the entire crew and everybody and all the folks that were here. I want to thank the people that have donated to the InfoWars, MoneyBomb.com. And I never even made my point, because I don't like asking for donations, that Red McCombs last week, Richard Reeves pointed this out to me, gave $6 million to the University North of Austin. What's the name of that university? Yeah, Southwestern. For their football team. Folks, we need the heavy hitters to donate for the... Stay there. We're coming back with more news.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.